Like, I was talking to Hannah today. I talked to Tayshaun, what was that, the other day. And, like, I was telling them, like, I get it. Situations seem dire, they're hard. But the only inspiration I could give anybody is I was in jail with a $1.6 million bond. That's $1,600,000. Right? 10% of that is $160,000. Right? We got that knocked down to $400,000. 10% of $400,000 is still $40,000. I didn't have none of that. Right? At no point, and if I'm just being honest with y'all, I remember crying and really being down a lot of nights and asking and begging and pleading, Yahuwah, just kill me. Like, just to be honest with y'all, like, Yahuwah, just take me out. Like, I can't bear this. This is too much. Like, I didn't do what they saying I did. All this just seems unreal, blah, 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 blah. But not only during the time frames was he showing me different, he was sending people to give me further inspiration. Miss Kendra, I met a dude in Houston. His name is Maurice Johnson. And the crazy thing, he's from Compton. And he would call me and he would give me inspiration too. Like, hey, Brian, don't worry about nothing. Man, you believe in the Most High. I see that you in the truth and blah, 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 blah. Remember, all this is just a spiritual attack. Miss Kendra would call me and all this stuff going on. And, you know, had Justine and stuff. And you really don't think about stuff when you're going through a lot. But when you take that step back and you really pay attention to everything Yahuwah give you, the tools he give you, the people that he give you, and the inspiration at the key points in time that he give you, like, he's always with us. So my testimony is just simply, Yahuwah is amazing, like y'all said. Every day I try my hardest to just keep going forward, keep pushing forward. And if I can talk to anybody about anything when it comes to, you know, depression does come for everybody. But the biggest thing is, as long as you, it's not just about, it's about trusting Yahuwah. But the biggest thing is, during your times of desperation, it's about, you need to really just stop trying to be your superhero. And you need to let Yahuwah be the superhero. You need to let him fight the battle that he so honestly begged you to let him fight. So that's one of the biggest things, and I just say thank you, Yahuwah, because of that. And the reason why the lesson we're doing today is because you know, a lot of people, when we look at this, when we look at the people in the world, we think, man, Yahuwah is really punishing y'all. But none of them are actually turning to Yahuwah. None of them don't give a care. They steady going about their day-to-day business, and they like, oh man, it's gonna be okay. But it's like, Yahuwah is putting a mighty thumb on you, and you still not gonna turn to him. So, that's my testimony.
Yada Yahuwah.
And
I guess that was good.
Through that.
Really good. And it made me think of a song we used to sing when I was in the church. Yahuwah. Of course, they said the other word, but Yahuwah is blessing me over and over and over.
Right.
Exactly what he does. He blesses us
over. Yes.
And there was a song that said, count your blessings. Well, how are you going to count them? Because he's blessing me over and over and over
again. Right.
Count all that. But that's what he does. He blesses us over. And it's, like I said, it's not because of who we are.
No, it's not.
We do not because we all good,
right?
Good, and he's merciful and he's loving and willing to bless us,
right? Right, and you know, a lot of people don't really think about that. A lot of people think that he favors us because, oh man, I've just been good. But if you really go back and you pay attention to Yahuwah throughout scriptures, like I remember people used to say, well, I couldn't serve the. They say G-O-D of the Old Testament, but it'd be like, well, you do know if you go back and read the Old Testament with discernment, you might think twice about what you just said, because that's the real, that's the one you want to serve. He don't change, but that's the one you want to, because he's so compassionate. But you got to remember, a lot of people don't think about this. If you would punish your child, why wouldn't he punish us?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the biggest thing. My grandma used to tell me when she would get ready to whoop me, she would say, I don't whoop you because I like it. I whoop you because I love you.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say, I would look at her like, is you crazy? You love me, but you're going to whoop me. Who would say that they love somebody if they whoop them? But as I got older and life started really touching me, it was like, oh, man. The whoopings that she did give, the lectures that she did give, they really helped me because I was brought up in the hood. So gunshots and everything else. So it's like I could have been just like one of them and everything else. But because she was steady instilling that, it helped me more than a lot of other people. And it would be gang members. They respected and feared my grandma because she would tell them straight up, I'll take my belt and... yeah, Cam, I'll take my belt and whoop your butt, boy. And I'll be like, I'll look at them like, please don't say nothing disrespectful because then I'm going to have to fight you. And they would have, yes, ma'am, yes, ma'am. And a lot of them still to this day be like, man, where Miss Carrie at, blah, 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 blah. And they still respect her just for that because she showed that even though I don't know you, but you gonna respect me and you gonna respect everything around me. And a lot of people took that to heart. And I made a lot of friends just off of her threatening to whoop a lot of people. So, all right. So let's get into this. The first book we're gonna go to. No. Yeah. So the theme of this story is gonna be Haggai, chapter 2, verse 17. I'm gonna listen to this while we doing this. All right. You already there? Did you already write these down?
Huh?
You already got these?
No, I'm writing them down as you say them. This is from the last one.
Oh. Okay.
I've been keeping track. Okay. I've been writing them all down.
Oh, well, here. You write them down.
Okay.
Well, you ain't got to write them down. It's okay. It's okay. But you gotta listen to.
Yeah.
My bad.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Haggai chapter 2, what I say, verse 17?
17, yeah.
And it says, let me turn this down. Gotta turn my country music down. It says, I smote you with blasting and with mildew and with hail in all the labors of your hands. Yet ye turn not to me, saith Yahuwah. Consider now this day and upward from the 24th day of the 9th month, even from the day that the foundations of Yahuwah's temple was laid. Consider it. So the reason why I wanted to go with this was just to be point blank honest, I was thinking about this and I was thinking about the situations that I was going through before I came into the truth and then even coming into the truth, right? Because a lot of stuff that I've been through since I've been in the truth could have been avoided, right? Yahuwah sends punishments. He sends different things our way, and he's doing it because he's trying to wake you up or he's trying to catch your attention on things, right? And he'll throw something your way and you look and be like, oh, well, that's nothing. Or, you know, we like to blame Satan for everything. In reality, Yahuwah trying to get your attention. And I was like, if I would have just turned to Yahuwah in those times that things were going bad, imagine how much of this could have been avoided. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, I'd have been to jail, so since 2021, it's 2024, right? If you total that out, 3 years, right? I'd have been to jail 1 year, I've been free 1 year, and I've been I've been to jail 1 year and free 1 year, and right now this is like the turnaround, right? So it's like, the simple things that Yahuwah send our way, if we just take the step back and listen, so much can be avoided. But that's all I'm selling that, and I'm gonna let somebody else go. What's this?
Yeah, I mean, I can definitely think of multiple times where it was like warnings were there, or then the instruction was there, but I ignored it out of my own pride or, why'd you say that? Your call ends in 15 minutes. I thought we were on your thing.
I thought it was too.
Are you the host? Oh yeah, it says you're the host.
Am I? Give me 1 second.
Says free group calls have a limit of 1 hour.
Yeah.
But we never had a limit before.
That's because we was always on my stuff. We good.
Okay.
That should have extended it. Yeah.
Okay.
There we go. I would good. Go ahead.
But yeah, that's, I was just saying, you know, Yahuwah definitely has a way of getting our attention. And we talked about this previously, about how sometimes we make the circumstances harder for ourselves than what they would have been. Mm-hmm. You know, it could have, you know, just started off as a test or a trial, but because of our disobedience or pride or whatever the case may be, it ended up being a lot harder than it probably was intended to be.
Right.
But at the end of the day, Yahuwah always ends up using it to bring us right back to where he needs us to be. So.
Okay.
So I am recording on voice recorder.
Huh?
I'm recording on voice recorder so we can share it to the people that weren't here.
Okay. Is Miss Kendra still on?
Mm-hmm. Is that she?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. All right. The next. Oh man, what was that? All right. The next verse we're gonna go to. We're gonna go to Exodus. Chapter 9, verse 18. We're going to read 18 through 19. I mean, I said 19. 18 through 29. Miss Kendra, I got to sing you my songs, too.
Okay.
But they only for us. They're not for everybody else.
I already.
Huh? Yeah, you know, I keep my. All right, so Exodus chapter 9, verses 18 through 29. And it says, Behold, tomorrow, about this time, I will cause it to rain, a very grievous hail, such as hath not been in Mizraim or Egypt since the foundation thereof, even unto now. Send therefore now and gather the cattle and all that thou hast in the field. For upon every man For upon every man and beast which shall be found in the field and shall not be brought home, The hail shall come down upon them, and they shall die. He that feareth the word of Yahuwah among the servants of Pharaoh made his servants and his cattle flee into the houses. And he that regardeth not the word of Yahuwah left his servants and his cattle in the field. And Yahuwah said unto Moshe, stretch forth thine hand towards heaven, the Shamia, that there may be hail in all the land of Mizraim or Egypt, upon man and upon beast and upon every herb of the field throughout the land of Mizraim or Egypt. And Moshe stretched forth the rod towards the Shamim of the heavens. And Yahuwah sent thunder and hail and fire, rain along upon the ground. And Yahuwah rained hail upon the land of Mizraim or Egypt. So there was hail and fire mingled with the hail, very grievous, such as there was none like it in all the land of Mizraim since it, or Egypt, since it became a nation. And the hail smote throughout all the land of Mizraim or Egypt, all that was in the field, both man and beast. And the hail smote every herb of the field and brake every tree of the field. Only in the land of Goshen, where the children of Yasharal were, was there no hail. And Pharaoh sent and called for Moshe and Aaron and said unto them, I have sinned this time. Yahuwah is righteous, and I and my people are wicked. Entreat Yahuwah, for it is enough that there be no more mighty thundering and hail, and I will let you go, and ye shall stay no longer. And Moshe said unto him, as soon as I am gone out of the city, I will spread abroad my hand unto Yahuwah, and the thunder shall cease, neither shall there be any more hail, that thou mayest know how that the earth is Yahuwah's. Woo! Mm. All of this. So Yahuwah gave them an ultimatum. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You got the opportunity to be saved, the opportunity to live, and everything that you got, your crops, your trees, your servants, your cattle, and everything that you got, herbs, you got an opportunity to save this for everybody in this land, right? But because the wickedness of the hearts, and because, you know, technically speaking, you know, when you think about people that do not believe in Yahuwah, people that call themselves believers and all this other stuff, and they're basically more so what you call Bible thumpers, or what you call, I don't even know what
they
call.
JC freaks or something.
All that, not just Christians, everybody, right? Yahuwah sends a strict warning out. He sends a strict warning. This is how it's going to be. And I'm going to give y'all an actual opportunity to get it together, right? Go into the houses. Go flee. Go into the house to save yourselves, right? Moshe, Deuteronomy, chapter 30, verse 19. Let's read that real quick. Let me go here real fast. I said Moshe. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19. And once again, this is what Moshe said. I call the heavens and the earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, baruchings and cursings. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live, that thou mayest love Yahuwah the Allah, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him, for he is thy life and the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which Yahuwah sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, Yashiach, and Yaakov to give to them. But the first verse 19, where he was saying, I call the heavens and the earth to record today against you, basically, it's the same thing. Moshe, Yahuwah gave through Moshe an opportunity to be spared.
Mm-hmm.
And they said no. So everybody that was stuck in the fields, the herbs, the cattle, the tree, whatever that was stuck in the field, no matter if it was person, beast, whatever, Yahuwah said, I'm just going to take you out. Because I gave you not only an opportunity, but I literally expressively told you I'm going to do this. And that sounds like us, a lot of people today. Yahuwah gives the warning. We say, oh no, we're not going to do it until it's too late. And then once it's too late, it's like the damage has been done. We can't blame Yahuwah because Yahuwah has already put the warning. Woe unto those, you know, but yeah, I'm a end and let one of y'all talk.
I'm just listening. Go ahead. Or unless Ms. Kendra wants to say something. You're on a roll.
Got anything to say, Big Head?
No.
Okay. Next verse we're going to go to is Deuteronomy 28:22. You know, my camera better than yours, right?
Which camera?
My laptop.
Well, ain't better than this one.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Deuteronomy 28:22. Yahuwah shall smite thee. Okay, so Deuteronomy 28 is basically since we're recording this, let me go ahead and say this. Deuteronomy 28 is basically the recording of the barakahs, what y'all call blessings and favor, and the cursings, right? And I guess I'm gonna say disfavor, right? For those who keep the Torah, law, statutes, commandments, versus those who don't. And Yahuwah basically gave strict command on the good that would happen if you're keeping his laws, and the cursings and the bad that would happen when you don't and if you don't. So, verse 22, he said, Yahuwah shall smite thee with a consumption, and with a fever, and with an inflammation, and with an extreme burning, and with the sword, and with blasting, and with mildew, and they shall pursue thee until thou perish. Once again, okay, so what this is more so speaking on is when Yahuwah put the commandments out, right, the Torah. Those are something, those are commands. Yahuwah is literally warning us, right? He gave us, hey, this is what's going to happen. Matter of fact, let's go ahead and read. Can't help it. Yeah, we can start at one. And it shall, we're going to start Deuteronomy 28, verse 1. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of Yahuwah, the Lord, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that Yahuwah the Allah will set thee on high above all nations of the earth, and all these barakahs shall come, or blessings, right, shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of Yahuwah the Allah. Baruch shalt thou be, or blessed shalt thou be in the city, brooks, or blessed shalt thou be in the field, brook, or blessed shalt thou be in the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of the ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kin, and the flocks and thy sheep. Brook shall be thy basket in thy stores. Brook shall, or bless, shout for those since she recording. Mm-hmm. And Baruch, or blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and Baruch shalt thou be when thou goest out. Yahuwah shall cause thine enemies to rise up against thee, to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. Yahuwah shall command the barakahs, or blessings, upon thee in the store, in thy storehouse, and in all thou settest thine hand unto. And he shall baruch thee in the land which Yahuwah the Allah giveth thee. Once again, real quick, for those of you who do listen to this, and I know a lot of people call Yahuwah Elohim. Yahuwah is not Elohim, right? Elohim is plural. Yahuwah is Allah, right? For singular. Just to throw that out there for those since we're recording, right? Shall baruch thee in the land which Yahuwah the Allah giveth thee. Yahuwah shall establish thee a kadosh people, or a holy people, unto himself, as he hath sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of Yahuwah the Allah and walk in his ways. And all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of Yahuwah, and they shall be afraid of thee. And Yahuwah shall make thee plenteous in the ground, in goods, my bad, in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of the ground, and in the land which Yahuwah swore unto thy fathers to give thee. Yahuwah shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heavens. For those who are listening, so Yahuwah, which y'all call the Most High, a lot of people say G-O-D. We should do a lesson on why G-O-D is not the correct name. So That's just for since you recording.
Mm-hmm.
Yahuwah shall open thee, open unto thee his good treasures. Yahuwah shall open unto thee his good treasures, the Shamium, the heaven, to give the rain unto the land in his seasons, and to Barakah, or to Barak, or bless all the works of thine hand, and thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. Yahuwah shall make thee the head and not the tail, and thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. If that thou hearken unto the commandments of Yahuwah the Allah, which I command thee this day, to observe and to do them, and thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day, to the right hand or to the left, to go after other mighty ones, right? To serve them, or idols, right? But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken. See, once again, here we go. So we went through the commandments, which were Yahuwah is telling you the favor, what will come, right? Now he's getting into what happens when you are disobedient or you don't listen, right? But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of Yahuwah the Allah, to observe to do all his commandments and to his statutes, and his statutes which I command thee this day, that all the curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Cursed shalt thou be in the city, and cursed shalt thou be in the field. Cursed shalt thou be in the basket and thy store. Cursed shalt thou be in the fruit of thy body and the fruit of thy land, the increase of thy kin and the flocks and thy sheep. Cursed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and cursed shalt thou be when thou goest out. Yahuwah shall send upon thee curses and vexations and rebuke, and all that thou settest thine hand unto for to do, until thou be destroyed, and until thou perish quickly, because of the wickedness of thy doings, whereby thou hast forsaken me. Yahuwah shall make the pestilence cleave unto thee, until he have consumed thee from off the land, whether thou goest to possess it. And here go our key verse. Yahuwah shall smite thee with a consumption, and with a fever, and with an inflammation, and with an extreme burning, and with the sword, and with the blasting, and with the mildew, and thou shalt pursue, and they shall pursue thee until thou perish. So that's the result of, once again, though being punished, right? Y'all still not turning. Yahuwah give us an opportunity to turn, and during our punishments, we have especially Negroes, right? Or Yasharal, we have a distinct personality trait. So the only time we really want to listen is when things get too severe.
Hmm.
Right? Mm-hmm. And because we only want to listen then,
yeah,
it's never too late, but at some points it can be too late.
Hmm.
Yahuwah is always giving commands. He's always listening, looking for those who's listening.
Hmm.
The heart is always seeking, whether it's seeking righteous or whether it's seeking wickedly. So preferably we listen, we observe, and we're always seeking righteousness. Do we mess up? We mess up. Scripturally speaking, the scriptures, Proverbs 24:16, a just man falleth 7 times and rise again, but the wicked shall fall into mischief. And a lot of people think just because things are going bad or you mess up, oh man, I fell into mischief. That's not usually the case. That's not how it's going. So we always have to trust and depend on Yahuwah and allow Yahuwah to lead us and show us where we're going and allow him to order our steps, right? Because you might feel like you're messing up, and Yahuwah is just putting you in a position to where you're still growing, you're still healing, and you're going to have to grow up. Okay, next scripture we're going to is 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 37. Before we go, Miss Kendra, did you want to say something?
No, I'm listening.
Okay.
You know, it makes me think about, there's so many times where I've heard our people, this is just an example, of once they get diagnosed with something, with some type of sickness or something like that, due to, like the scripture said, inflammation, mm-hmm. basically disease from the unclean things that they've been eating, and they know it's from that.
Just consumption. Just consumption, period.
Yeah, and they know what it's from, and then they say, so many times I've heard, oh, I know, I just gotta stop eating, you know, I just gotta stop eating this, I just gotta stop eating this pork, or gotta stop eating these things. But you know, it makes me think about what you just said as an example, how, you know, they wait until something like that ends up happening before they start making changes, like lifestyle changes. That's just a simple example.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's, you know, we know what we're supposed to do. We know what's wrong, and we know really that, you know what I'm saying, we're not supposed to do it, but it's almost as if we're trying to be Evel Knievel, right? We're literally having a adrenaline rush with our lives, with our roots, with our salvation. And it's like, let me just go to the spiritual Grand Canyon and see if I could be Evel Knievel and jump this and make it. Mm-hmm. And it's like, well, Yahuwah's Grand Canyon is a heck of a lot better than what you're doing. So for you to play dice and roll the dice with your life and with your salvation, that's a big risk that I don't think we should be taking.
Yeah. And it's the whole, like, living in the moment, not really thinking about the consequences.
Right. All right. So, 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 37. If there be in the land famine, if there be pestilence, blasting, mildew, locusts, or if there be caterpillars, if their enemy besiege them in the land of their cities, whatsoever plague, whatsoever sickness there be, what prayer and supplication soever be made by any man or by all thy people, Yasharal, which shall know every man the plague of his own heart and spread forth his hand towards this house. Okay. Then, I gotta read that. Then hear thou in the Shamim thy dwelling place and forgive and do and give to every man according to his ways, whose heart thou knowest, for thou, even thou only knowest the hearts of the children of men. So, salvation can be given. And I don't, and I mean as in the remedies, the restitution, right? At every point, no matter how we look at it, the first thing about it is, and Ms. Kendra said something to me about this earlier. You got to make sure that when you're in a position to seek out one righteousness, you always got to remember, are you actually moving in the same accordance, right? As in, you cannot, like a lot of people, they move and they say they're seeking righteousness, but it's a lot of people in Yasharal that are moving in a homosexual way. There's a lot of people in Yasharal that are moving in a lustful or a deceptive way, but then they seeking Yahuwah, and it's like, that's not how we supposed to do it, right? You're seeking remedy. Yasharal is in a position that we need remedy. We need restitution. Well, that can only happen if we're seeking in all sincerity and righteousness. Because Yahuwah is, once again, the judge. He is the doctor. He is the one that gives the remedies. He's the one that can actually come in at any point in time and help us with anything that we're dealing with. So we always got to remember that. The biggest thing is always we got to learn to literally turn to Yahuwah. We got to learn to not, for a lot of people get ashamed when they think about the stuff that they've done, or they think about the stuff that come across their minds, or they be ashamed thinking, oh man, I shouldn't be doing this, or I shouldn't be this, not understanding that Yahuwah already knows. The biggest thing is, are you going to give him the opportunity to help you? And I'm going to end my part on that, and I'm going to let y'all, if y'all want to. You good? You good, Miss Kendra?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. All right. Next verse is 2 Chronicles chapter 6, verse 28.
Second Chronicles 6:28.
And one thing I go notice about this lesson is there's a lot of watch. Verse 28, if there be direct dearth, I can't even say the word right, in the land, if there be pestilence, if there be blasting and mildew, locusts or caterpillars, if their enemies besiege them in the cities of their land, whatsoever sore or whatsoever sickness there be, then what prayer or what supplication soever shall be made, right, of any man or of the people of Yahshuah, when every one shall know his own sore and his own grief, and shall spread forth his hands in this house. Remember this. It's talking about the sickness, the soreness, and everything like this. The question was, then what prayer or what supplication soever shall be made? He's asking, so when all this is hitting you, who's gonna pray? Who's gonna turn to me and give prayer, supplication? Better yet, who's gonna turn to me and be truthfully honest and tell me what they've been doing? Have you been over there messing with such and such as wife or such and such husband? Have you been over there indulging in homosexuality or anything else? Because if we're not in a position to be honest with, honestly, ourselves, with Yahuwah, we got to learn that. I like to pray for the nation sometimes. And a lot of times I'm praying for the nation, I'm always putting myself and my faults in there too. Because in order for me to pray for everybody else, and in order for me to ask for healing for them, I also got to ask for healing for myself. I got to ask for Yahuwah to look down on me and see all of my transgressions. Because I'm not trying to be in a position to where I want Yahuwah this and Yahuwah that, and then I got all this wickedness in my heart, right? Because remember, Yahshuah right now has a ton of wickedness in our hearts. So why would I come and help y'all if y'all are still literally thinking about serving that cow over there or JC or anything else, when in reality that's not how it's gonna go. Mm-hmm. All right, we go. You got anything to say? Okay, Job chapter 36.
You said Job or Joel?
Job.
Thank you.
Let me talk about my speech. No.
Speaking of speech, let me tell you the stupid lie. Yeah, I called it a lie. Let me tell you the stupid lie. I hope we're recording so this lie goes out and gets exposed. This stupid lie that's in the Midrash. We already know that's a book of lies anyway. It's in the Midrash. It's one of the Jewish books.
Oh, okay.
It's the book that they use along with the Talmud. It's called the Midrash. This stupid lie that's in the Midrash that they call the story of Moses and the burning coals. Mind you, this story is a made-up, fathomed foolishness out of some weirdo Jewish person's mind that wanted to have something to say and try to pretend like it was law.
Right.
But this lie is called the story of Moses and the burning coals. And it talks about, it's supposedly their way of explaining how Moshe got a speech impediment.
Mm-hmm.
They said when he was a baby, Pharaoh put one plate of gold, bright and shiny, on one side, and a plate of burning coals on the other. to test whether Masha was an intelligent baby or not. Because if he was intelligent, Pharaoh was going to kill him because he was a threat to his heir. But if he wasn't, then it didn't matter to let him live. So he put these gold, plate of gold and a plate of burning coals on this bedside table to see which one Masha, the baby, was going to reach out to touch. And because he was an intelligent baby, of course, he reached towards the gold. But then an angel appeared and gently pushed his hand over to the other side so that his hand touched the burning coals instead of the gold. And thus saved great Masha so that he could save our nation. But when he touched the burning coals, it burned his hand, and he put his hand in his mouth and it stung his tongue, and therefore he had a speech impediment for the rest of his life. I don't know if you can get more stupid than that. I mean, I don't know how people can listen to that garbage and actually think it has any credibility. It don't take a PhD in medicine to know that it's not possible to cause a speech impediment by stinging your tongue with something burnt. It won't even cause a speech impediment if that tongue, if the coals was put on his tongue. Cause Yahweh told Isaiah to take the tongue, he told the Moloch to take the tongues and take the coal off the fire and put it on Isaiah's tongue, and he didn't have no speech impediment. Anyway, you just saying that brought that dumb story back to my mind. Go ahead. Job chapter 6. That's the craziest foolishness I ever heard. These daggone lying, daggone Jews. And no, I am not anti-Semitic, because it's not possible for me to be anti-Semitic when I'm Israelite. Just putting that out there too, by the way. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Let me be quiet again now, huh?
I mean, hey, that's what this is for. We speaking. All right. Job 36. Mm-hmm. So, Job 36:12. I'm going to start at, I said 12. It's 13, but I'm going to start at 12. I want to read more, but I'm not going to do that, y'all. I'm not going to do that. It say, but they obey not. They shall perish by the sword. They shall die without knowledge. But the hypocrites in heart heap up wrath. They cried not when he binded them. Y'all heard that? The hypocrites in heart. But he said at the beginning, but if they obey not, right, they shall perish by the sword and they shall die without knowledge. A lot of people, I'm going to tell you a reason why a lot of people in this new age are so busy not paying attention to the oath. Go ahead.
Dude, I'm sorry. I couldn't let you go away from that scripture. I couldn't let you go away from that scripture without reading verse 14. You gotta add it. You gotta read it.
Okay, I got you. I was thinking about that. I was like, man, I want to read this, but I know if I keep going, I'm gonna keep going. So I'm gonna read 14. Hold on. Let's actually go to 15. We'll stop at 14. They die in youth, and their life is among the unclean. You know, okay. listen, I'm trying to restrain myself right now, because, you know, it's been really getting towards the time of podcast season, so a lot of people don't know. But podcast season means it's about to get nitty and gritty, right? So let's just go with this. Okay, so first thing first, just because the scripture says swords, that does not literally mean you're going to die by a sword. It could mean that. But we're in an age where there's guns. right? There are different type of weapons. Yahuwah just simply meant you're going to die how you live, or things are going to come. We're in a time where, okay, so you run outside, somebody got a gun, and you don't. That's the sword. That's a spiritual sword. You're going to die by the sword, right? Just for people who got this mindset of, well, there's no swords today. How can we die by the sword? I just got to throw that out there because logic, you're born with logic. Let me put that out there to a lot of people. Common sense, logic is one thing that we have. When you first come out the womb, your body, your roof, everything says suck, right? I need to feed. It don't say I don't know what to do, right? Let's just put that out there, right? Okay, now we can keep going. But it says that hypocrites in heart heap up wrath. They cry not when he bindeth them. Do you know a lot of people, if you pay attention to the book of Job, right? There's a lot of people, instead of just calling on Yahuwah, they would rather curse him. They would rather put themselves in a position, right? I don't got time for him no more. I believe in a new universe. I believe in Mother Nature. I believe in the Kabbalah. I believe in this, I believe in that. People now talking about, well, whatever you put into the universe, it comes back, right? The universe, I'm praying to the universe. I'm putting my energy in the universe. Mm-hmm. What in the heck is going on with y'all? When have y'all really just really lost y'all minds like that? Like, that is sick. Yahuwah gave you, and he put you in a position, right, to literally save your being, and you say, I don't want it. I'd rather go over here, right? I'm angry. I'm ticked off. Watch y'all say I'm pissed off. I don't got time for that, right? I'm going to go over here. They making money over here. You think I'm going to stay here and listen to that? I don't got time to listen to that. Oh, well, if I'm making money means I serve Satan, then I'm going to go make this money. Wait, what? That's where a lot of people are today, and that's really sad. Yahuwah put you in a position not to destroy you, but to help you, and you literally choose destruction over the salvation. Mm. What kind of what? And the biggest thing is, let me say this. A lot of those people have kids.
Right.
So you burn, you say my kids gotta burn with me. Mm-hmm. That's it.
And that teaching just keeps going.
Just keep going.
Throughout generations.
Right. I'ma yield and let y'all get to it.
No. I was just saying, you're right. You know, and that's honestly when you look at how things are today, how they've gotten worse, just like what you said with those people. Well, you know, when you have kids, if you aren't teaching them correctly, what ends up happening? They continue to do the same things, but end up being worse.
It do.
And that's, if you look around, that's why it's a lot worse today.
And you know, the sad part about that is, you know, the biggest threat, I ain't gonna say that. You know, when we was growing up, you know, we used to, I don't know about y'all on the East Coast or y'all on the West Coast, but I know in Texas, they really pushed a lot of that, I'm saying black people. They used to push us really paying attention to the people back in the early, before the 60s, right? Like the 50s, the 40s, stuff like that. Really pay attention to them because, you know, in those days, and even after that, you know what I'm saying, the children were more so in a position to respect and look at the mother and the father as actual people to respect, right? The sons were dressing like young men. The daughters had the dresses on. They were dressing like young women. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you look at all of that versus now, these kids and the parents, right? And I blame you 80s babies. Woo! Girl, I blame you 70s babies. Shut up, Brian. I ain't in either one. I'm a 90s baby. I'm the best babies, right? So, watch out.
The worst babies, because the 90s babies are still babies for some reason. Yeah, I said it. And I'm not the baby. You didn't go back far enough. So I know what I'm talking about.
Whatever. So, you know, you think about all this, and when we look at today, our children, okay, so personal, I'm gonna just be honest with y'all, I gotta keep it honest. I don't lie, I got to, right? So I got an older son, and he does not know anything about the Bible. He don't know nothing about none of that. All he knows is electronics, animation. He reminds me of Eddie low-key, because he can do all that technological stuff, right? I'm not saying I can't, because, you know, I'm a geek myself. But when I look at that and I think, it's like, I ain't gonna get into details on my end on how everything is, but when you look at the details on everything, it's like, why is he like that, right? Why don't he know this? Because when I look at the other person, not knocking anybody, because, you know, everybody got to do what they got to do, but when you're putting yourself more of somebody in the world, and when things start kicking the fan, you start getting hit around the head, and you see them bullnellas in the ground. You know what a bullnella is? You don't know? Miss Kendra, you know what a bullnella is?
Oh,
I
what a bullnella? I can't understand.
A bullneller.
Bull's neller?
Yeah.
Like, as in a bull, like the kind that is a male cow?
Ooh, yeah.
And Neller, N-E-L-L-E-R?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I've heard that term before.
All right, so let me tell y'all what a bullneller is. Let me tell y'all what a bullneller is. So, in the country, they got these plants. And I don't care if you're a bull or a person. If you step on this plant, the only way to get the...
Nettle.
Oh, it's nettle. There we go. Yeah.
Yeah, I know it. Yeah.
Okay, so...
They like that out of you.
Yeah. So, in order to get the stinger out of you... Mm-hmm. Somebody got to pee on you.
What is it?
How is it called? Bull nettle?
Yes, nettle. N-E-T-T-L-E. There are several different kinds. In the country, they call it bull nettle, stinging nettle.
Listen.
It's a plant, and it will sting the daylights out of you.
Listen.
So it has little teeny barbs in it, and they sting. They get into your skin, and it stings.
Listen, in our land of the country, we used to have them everywhere, right? If you don't pay attention, right? Mind you, growing up, your parents always tell you, hey, watch out for this, watch out for that, right? Let's pretend like the bull nettles is life. And Yahuwah is giving you the blueprint on not only to stay away from them, but what happens if something actually happens, right? And you say, well, I'm going to be a bad eight, and I'm going to go out here, and I'm going to just test this thing out. Right? That is not nothing to play with. It's one of the worst pains you will feel in your life. Trust me. And somebody got to pee on you, brother.
Why is somebody peeing on you?
For a long time. And your hand or wherever your skin, wherever they went in, it'll swell up, it'll get all red. Almost like a mosquito bite.
Right. And it is not a pleasant. It's not pleasant. It's not.
Why does someone have to pee?
Because it brings the what's the name? Not to be this funny, but not to be funny. And I know this is gonna sound disgusting. I wouldn't do it, but I'm gonna tell you straight up. So pee is actually distilling. It's like a what they call it? What's that? It's like as if you was using a wipe. It's like that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's disgusting. But either way it goes, we're going to get off of it. So, let's move forward.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they say that urine is, I know it's weird, but they say it's clean. And you can even, put it on your face. Some people put it on their face. I'm never doing that.
Okay?
if you take a whole lot of medications and stuff like that, your urine is not gonna be as pure,
right?
But then your urine is so pure that you could actually drink it in a pinch. If you died of thirst,
right,
you could live, which would be cut in my mind's eye. I don't know how that'd be possible, because if you're dying of thirst, you're not going to produce any urine, because you don't have enough liquid in your body. But anyway,
I ain't gonna lie to y'all.
It's crazy.
It has
antiseptic properties, and I'm glad that it has antiseptic properties, and I'll use it in the proper way. But I will never put it on my face.
So let me be honest with y'all. When we was little, we was in the country.
Oh, no.
I think I was about 8, 9, and we watching this movie. And me and my cousin then went in there, got some cups, went in there, peed in the cups, and drunk it.
How did it taste?
I'm gonna tell you, huh?
And I've never drank any daggone pee, but I've had little babies pissing in my face. When we were still in the hospital, and the daggone boy didn't want to pee, and we couldn't leave until he got ready to pee, and when he finally decided to pee was when I decided to put his diaper on him so we could just forget about it. And as soon as I leaned over him to go and try to put the diaper, he did a whole arc all up over me and my head right into the trash can beside me.
Dang.
Yeah, it doesn't taste nice.
Yeah, not at all. Yeah. No bull crap. I would rather drink beer all day. Because it's a quiet taste.
And I hate beer too. That tastes horrible too.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's an acquired taste.
Like, if you drinking, literally, if you are drinking pee, you better be dying of dirt, of thirst. Because anything else, you just doing it because you nasty.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah.
Yo.
I was never in that position. I mean,
yeah.
I'm saying, my urine has to be filtered first, okay? That's what I have a burpee for. Like, if anything, at least put it through a filtration process so I don't know it's urine, okay?
Right.
And not know, and if I don't know, I'm not going to be Brian and consciously go and drink some that.
Well, I'm going to tell you this. I ain't going to ever do it again. I still remember that taste to this day.
I'm sure you do.
And let me tell you, the difference was, listen to me. Back then, my pee was clear. So I thought it was going to taste like water. They pee was yellow. So I knew they pee had to taste like crap. Mm-hmm. Cause mine, I looked, I'm like, this look like water. They're like, yeah, I do. And I thought they were like, let me taste too. When I was like, let me taste, and I was like, here. And he was like, nah, you good, girl. You taste it first. So we had to take a shot of it.
Thinking about it makes me.
Yeah, that was not pretty. That was not pretty. Not at all, actually. Like that taste is, yeah. Yeah. All right, let's move forward.
Right.
All right, Red Joe. All right, so next group we're going to go to is good old Tehillim. Tehillim, Psalm 78:46. 760:48. No, I'm playing, y'all. Psalm 78, chapter 78, verse 46. Ma'am. You don't mind, could you read that, please?
Okay. You want me to start there?
Actually, no, start there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Start there. Just go to 53, because I don't want to take over that part. Just go ahead and do that.
Okay, Psalms chapter 78, starting at 46. He gave also their increase unto the caterpillar, and their labor unto the locust. He destroyed their vines with hail, and their sycamore trees with frost. He gave up their cattle also to the hail, and their flocks to hot thunderbolts. He cast upon them the fierceness of his anger, wrath, and indignation, and trouble, by sending evil Malachim or angels among them. He made a way to his anger. He spared not their soul from death, but he gave their life over to the pestilence, and smote all the firstborn in Mitzrayim, the chief of their strength in the tabernacles of Ham, but made his own people to go forth like sheep, and guided them in the wilderness like a flock. And he led them on safely, so that they feared not, but the sea overwhelmed their enemies.
All right.
I'm going to let y'all shoot at that one.
I like this account because it's just a good, you know, reminder of really how Yahuwah fought on their behalf. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, when you think about Yahuwah fighting our battles for us and him doing things to bring us through something, and sometimes we may not always see it, like they actually saw it with their own eyes, you know. Mm-hmm. But sometimes we don't really see all the fighting that's going on because he's doing it behind the scenes, but we end up seeing like the end result. Mm-hmm. After he brought us through it. But when I read that, it makes me think about how, you know, Yahuwah is fighting our battles for us. And, you know, even if we may not see it, he is fighting our battles for us. And like you were talking about before, with the compassion that is part of that, the compassion that he shows us. And it's really to show, not just to us, like ourselves, how great and like magnificent he is, but to also show others as well too.
Right. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, I like the so, you know, the biggest part that stood out to me that we don't do today's time is 52, he said, but made his own people to go forth like sheep and guided them in the wilderness like a flock. The key word, he said he made his own people. You know, you think about that today, and it's like, Yasharal is hell-bent on Yahuwah giving us clear direction on how we're supposed to be, and we say, nah. Mm-hmm. We say, well, there's got to be another way. Maybe there's something else. And Yahuwah is like, no, right through there is where I need you to be. That's where I want you to be. And if you go any other direction, it's not going to be in my will. Mm-hmm. Right? And we just, we continuously say, well, you know, what they say in Christianity, they say all roads lead to Yahuwah, right? And it's mm-hmm. like, no, it's only one road. Yahuwah has one law, one statute. And he's literally putting that out there. And we say, oh, no. But, you know, we all go through different trials and tribulations, but we should all be on one path. Mm-hmm. So that's what stood out to me, because it was like, Yahuwah said he made his people. So he's literally, he put the path out there and they chose his path.
Right. Like, if you think about how things would have went if he was, for example, leading them through the sea, right? Leading mm-hmm. them through the Red Sea. And then they decided, well, let's not go that way. Let's go like a different way.
Well, I mean,
how that would have
turned out. When they got to the Red Sea, they was like, oh, he put us here to die. And it's like, what if at any point they would have been like, we just gonna turn around and go back? Imagine how foolish and angry Yahuwah would have felt. He'd have been like, wait a minute. Do y'all not just see what all I done did? I know he felt he was displeased with him then, because it's like, y'all literally, I opened up a clear avenue. Y'all came out of there. Y'all didn't pay them nothing to come out of there. They actually gave y'all stuff. And y'all go get here and think, oh man, he's a cruel allure, and he's going to get us here just to kill us.
But that's a perfect example of what we do sometimes. What we do.
Girl, sometimes. That's all the time.
That's what we do, you know. That's what we do.
Yeah.
You know, he may show us the path one way, you know, go this way, but we end up choosing, or we end up doubting Yahuwah and not going forth through the path that he has set before us.
Right.
Because of doubt, because of lack of trust, or, you know, fear or whatever. Well, it comes back to lack of trust. And then, like you said, when you're not choosing his way, then you're going outside of his will. A lot of times, the path ends up being a lot harder.
Mm-hmm. A lot of times, yeah. All right. Miss Kendra? She say she just chilling. All right, so let's get to it. Next verse, we're going to go to Isaiah chapter 9, verse 13. Yahshua 9, verse 13. 30. I'm going 13. Catch up right now. All right. It says, for the people turneth not unto him that smit them, neither do they seek Yahuwah Tzabaoth or of hosts. Therefore, Yahuwah will cut off from Yashra's head and tail, branch and rush in one day. So, I guess, verse 15, the ancient and honorable, he is the head and the prophet that teaches lies, he is the tail. For the leaders of this people cause them to error, and they that are led of them are destroyed. Therefore, Yahuwah shall have no joy in their young men, neither shall have mercy, compassion on their fatherless or widows. For everyone is an hypocrite and an evildoer, and every mouth speaketh folly. For all this is his anger is not turned away, but his anger is stretched out still. So,
his hand. Hand. You said anger. You said his anger is stretched out still. His hand. At the end of 17.
For all this, his anger is not turned away, but his hand. Oh, my bad. I think I reread it. Yeah, my bad. Yeah. My bad. His hand is stretched out still. But my thing with this is, so first thing he was saying is, for the people turneth not unto him that he smit, neither do they seek Yahuwah of hosts. Therefore, Yahuwah said that he was going to cut off in one day, right? The head and the tail, the branch and the rush, right? Verse 15 says, the ancient and the honorable, he is the head, and the prophet that teaches lies, he is the tail. But the biggest part is this, 16, right? The people don't turn to Yahuwah because, for the leaders of this people cause them to error. If you pay attention, the people that are in charge and are leading and everything else, they're literally teaching the people to come to them. Just come here. Let me go to Yahuwah for you. Come speak to me, right? Things are going wrong. Come talk to me. Versus, you need to go speak to Yahuwah. We need to pray right now. We need to go to Yahuwah, right? I can't do nothing for you. All I can do is guide you and hopefully get you to understand that Yahuwah is number one. If he wants you to come speak to me, then that's a different story. But until then, you're going to speak to him. He's the one that's going to tell you how to move, how to go this way. And truth be told, he might show you that I'm false. That's the biggest part, right? The leaders are not teaching that. They're teaching. You got. I speak on IUIC right now because Nathaniel has made himself into almost an idol. He's an idol. Yes,
right. Mm-hmm.
I seen some the other day where they got posters and you got women and men talking about, oh, praise Nathaniel. Praise Nathaniel. I'm like, wait a minute. That's a man.
Mm-hmm.
If Yahuwah wanted somebody to walk up with a G-U-N, right, and unalive him, it ain't nothing he could do. That's not a threat just in case anything is hosting, monitoring or anything else. Let me put that out there. I'm not threatening. This is a hypothetical and I am just speaking, right? I do have freedom of speech. Let's go ahead and put that out there. Freedom of speech is part of my constitutional right. Let me put that out there. They not finna catch me on nothing technically, mm-hmm. right? So I'm gonna say that. So that's a man. What can a man do that in reality another man can't do?
Mm-hmm.
The scripture says that he made himself a king. Is he not the king of IUIC? Mm-hmm. Literally, he sits in a throne and he puts a crown over his head and everybody else is his subjects. Yahuwah didn't put him there. And he got people coming to him, his elders and the people that are in charge versus going to Yahuwah first.
Listen to everything he's saying.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
For the leaders of this people cause them to error, and they that are led of them are destroyed. Therefore, Yahuwah shall have no joy in their young men.
Mm.
Huh. Ain't that funny and crazy?
Mm-hmm.
They don't turn to Yahuwah. Yahuwah punish us. He constantly putting a mighty hand on us. He's constantly showing us. He's the one in control. And instead of us going to him, we steady go to man.
Mm-hmm.
Or we, you know, a lot of people, I've heard people say they went out of the truth to come back into the truth. And I asked them what happened. And they said, well, things got kind of rough. So they went back into Christianity. You mean to tell me you went and served Satan to make your life better? But in reality, you should have been serving Yahuwah the whole time through the situation. Because when you went backwards, you made your alliance. Your allegiance was made. You chose who you serve. No man can serve two masters, so you didn't choose Yahuwah. You chose Hashatan.
Mm-hmm. Or you leave Christianity and join a camp or something. Well, still Christianity. What'd you say?
Okay. All right.
To leave?
Yeah. All right, shalom, Akuti.
Shalom, y'all. Love y'all.
Love you, too.
Love you, too. Shalom.
Shalom.
All right.
He probably said something to her.
He did. That's why she... Oops. That's why she wasn't saying that. All right. You still recording?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go.
Yeah.
So...
voice record. Yep, we're good.
Okay. So, because of that, I see it as, in all reality.
Mm-hmm. That's why I did it like this.
Okay. So, when you really look at all of this, if the leaders are the ones that are causing us the error, right? It literally says, and even right here, it said, and the prophet that teaches lies, he is the tale. How many of these prophets are teaching you about Yahuwah versus what they said Yahuwah told them? Didn't Yahuwah not say that Jeremiah, they run it. Watch this. It says, Jeremiah 23:21, I have not sent these prophets, yet they run. I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesy. He says,
But I am against them that prophesy false dreams, saith Yahuwah, and do tell them, and cause my people to err by the lies and by their likeness. Yet I sent them not, nor commanded them. Therefore they shall not profit this people at all, saith Yahuwah. So you mean to tell me Yahuwah didn't send them? Jeremiah 25:4, Yahuwah have sent unto you all his servants, the prophets, rising early and sending them. But ye have not hearkened, nor inclined your ear. So the ones Yahuwah said, I sent to you, you're not listening. But the ones that he haven't sent, that's who you're going for. Why y'all think that he said he pressing his hand so hard on us right now? Because for one, we ain't listening, didn't he? Didn't he tell, what did he tell Ezekiel? Go speak to the house of Yasharal, right? But remember this, he said, but they won't listen to you. Because they won't listen to me. Right? All right, let's move forward. Actually, let's end that. Because I'm do this. All right, so we actually go end that. We go end this. And we go.
Let's do
it. Yeah, yeah. We're going to end this. And we go actually pick this up again. We just gonna start the whole thing over, but this right here is still gonna be a preview. So I'm gonna say shalom to y'all. This title, I'm gonna change it. It say, though being punished, still turn not to Yahuwah. So I'm gonna probably say, he that smote thee, why turn not to him? And we go in that and say shalom. We go say a quick prayer, then we go get off. First off, we like to say Yada Yahuwah, Dura Yahuwah, Barukata Yahuwah. Dura for those who did join. However, it was short, Yahuwah. I want to apologize for my ignorance and my folly in falling asleep earlier, Yahuwah. I am asking that you do allow me to reconvene this and pick this up on a different date, Yahuwah. I just ask that the hearers of the word, they get edified, Yahuwah. And I'm just asking that you continue to be with us. In this lesson, Yahuwah, I ask that those who do hear this, that they have an open heart. And if not, Yahuwah, that's fine. But I do ask that they or somebody hear this and turns their heart to you. In your mighty name, Yahuwah, we say through that. So be it, let it be affirmative. Once again, people, this is Mr. Yasharal Yahuwah Brian. If you hear this and you want to learn more, we got avenues. The first one is a podcast. It is called Yasharal Yahuwah Brian. If you Google that, it's on all caps. Yasharal, Yashar, apostrophe A-L, all caps. Yahuwah, Yahudah, all caps. And then Brian, B-R-I-A-N, all caps. Google that, you will find a podcast. The Instagram is Yasharal, period, Yahuwah, 877, all lowercase. The Facebook is Yaziyakayahu. Let me see. Yaziyakayahu Zerubbabel, which Yaziyakayahu is Yazykayahu, Yaziyakayahu, right? Zerubbabel, Zarubbabel. And I think TikTok, because I know a lot of people be on TikTok. So the TikTok is, give me 1 second. The TikTok is Yasharal Yahuwah 877, all one name. So with that being said, we're going to say shalom. Y'all have a good night. Let that through. All right.